4CF monitoring.
Morning, Andrew. How you doing? KK4POT.
Good. Finally back in the truck for the drive to Weiss car to work yesterday. That was fun.
Man, truck wasn't fun, was it?
It don't have a radio in it, so I had a little HT in there, but you can't really talk out of the car with it.
I know what you mean on that. The Civic that I'm driving, he tried to use an HT in it. It's like a little EMT box, man. This thing does, you can't get out of this car with an HT, but you can get the same HT and go into a different car and it'll work just fine.
I did order something, though. I found, I know they got little window things, but MJF makes a little bracket, and it has an SMA connector on both sides of it, so I ordered one of those yesterday, so see how that works.
Just, like, slip in the window seal or something?
It's almost like you would put a flag over top of the window, and then it's got a little, almost looks like it's got a groove, so the wire can kind of go through there and not get pinched. And you just have a wire on one side that goes to the radio, and you take your antenna and put it on the outside of it.
Interesting. You say you have not got it yet, though?
And, yesterday, got the shipping information from MFJ, so it's going to be interesting. We'll see how it does. It'll be neat to see what signal difference is outside the vehicle.
Right, just all about trying things out, see what happens. I ordered another GPS unit for my Raspberry Pi last night. Gonna give it a go, see if this one does any better or not.
So with that, with the GPS and the Raspberry Pi?
For JSA call, it's gotta be timed. It's gotta be synced with the real time for it to work right. And so if you're out in the field, you can get time by a GPS satellite.
Are you just working JSA or are you using it for the APRS side of it?
We're both working it and using it for the APRS side of stuff, and then been playing with being able to do, through like the APRS gate, or I haven't done much on the, there's supposedly a way I think you can jump into the WinLink on it too, but I haven't done that, but testing out, sending emails and text messages and stuff through JSA call, plus just, working it in general.
I wasn't even aware that you could do APRS on it. It was a little while, maybe a month or two back, for somebody actually type something in and you can see it come up on the screen, and I was like, what in the world? I had to Google it and find out what that was about.
It's fun. It's pretty neat. It's kind of got a lot of good uses to it. You can leave messages and stuff. If somebody's got theirs left on and just monitoring it, and as long as you can, each station can hear each other, you can leave messages for people and almost like an inbox type of situation. It's pretty neat. I've just gotten started in it, so I'm not even at beginner level yet, but it's been fun learning, and I'm hopefully going to play with it a little bit more this weekend.
I've been on JSA call a few times. I haven't really made any contacts on it. It didn't seem to really get a rag chew going, which is what I probably enjoy the most. I mean, signal reports, you can use the FDA for that, but, I just hadn't really done a whole lot with it.
Got it more on having a good QSO on it, but, it's just slower. It can really pick out some weak signals, so it can be beneficial that way. But, like PSK31 is a lot more, just more fluid for just having a conversation.
That's true. What bands you going to try to work, 40, or are you going to try using 80 meter antenna?
I head down to Lawrence Saturday afternoon to my brother-in-law's house, and I might pack that thing up and take it down there and set it up. He's got a big old open area that we could easily set that thing up in, so I might do that and play with it down there too, just to see. And that'll be a good test for the Raspberry Pi and stuff, since he doesn't have Wi-Fi down there. I'll be able to set the thing up fully portable and try it out out in the field, see how it does.
Be interested to hear how that goes.
It's been going so far. It's not been too bad. It's kind of been just average, you know. Got a few things that were going, you know, fairly smooth, and got a few things that were going not fairly smooth, but not really weighted one way or the other. So, you know, just kind of average, I guess you could say. How about yours?
And I really can't complain about it. We had an incident. Magna, or one of our suppliers, man, they had a bad night a few days ago. One guy didn't lock out a piece of equipment, and apparently he's not with us anymore. So I hate that for the supplier and all the people that work there. But as far as mine, it's been going pretty smooth. I mean, can't really complain.
All that, that's the company that my brother-in-law works for. Now, he doesn't work at that one. But he's the tool and die maker that makes the dies and stuff and stamps out all the fenders and quarter panels and all that stuff for BMW. He works at that facility. But, when I saw that come through the news, I thought, man, I hate that for that family.
It's sad just because it's so... I mean, the lockout procedure is just so important, and people just, for whatever reason, just try to get in a hurry to get something done, and they just don't think about it, or, you know, for whatever reason, they don't do it.
It's easy to get comfortable with something, and once you get comfortable, you get careless.
And that's, in my area, I've got some KUKA robots, and try to make sure my techs actually use their locks a good bit. You know, sometimes even they want to hurry up and get in the robot cell and might not want to lock it out. I mean, the good thing is it's still powered down, but you always want to lock it out. And, you know, I just think about that whenever I heard about that incident.
Well, thought through the safety measures for a reason, which obviously, I mean, we weren't there. I don't actually know what went down, but man, you know, you just that's why we got those procedures in place, try to help prevent stuff like that. But I saw they were supposed to get back up and running later that evening. I did it ever slow you guys down, or did you not really feel any effect from it?
They might have ran a little slower that night, maybe during the day, but I think it got such a lead time with extra seats probably that it never really affected us, and I'm sure there was some pressure to get back up and running full speed for them from our side, I guess. Yeah, for ID. Hopefully try to get in the woods this week and go hunting.
POT. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out a way that I could do that this weekend, but since I got to head down to Lawrence, me and the boys will be hanging out in the morning while my wife sleeps after working the night shift. So, I don't know if that's going to work out this weekend or not, but I'd like to.
I'm actually taking tomorrow off since I got to work Saturday. I don't know if I want to sleep in and go late, or try to get in the woods before the sun comes up while we are not on, not daylight saving time anymore.
I think, isn't it supposed to get a little cooler tonight? It might be a good morning tomorrow morning to be out there right before sunlight.
Yeah, there. Plus, I think in the next couple weeks, it's supposed to be full moon, so they'll be moving more at night, most likely. So, I don't know. I definitely want to get in. I just don't know when I want to walk in the woods.
Crossbow out the other day with the boys, having some fun in the backyard, letting them shoot around some. That was a lot of fun. They really enjoyed it.
Yeah, we were out in the backyard because
I want to take the rifle to start. If I get one, I'll probably put the rifle up for the rest of the season and just go bow.
That'd be a good way to go.
If I'm taking my boys with me, one's 12 and the other one's 9, and I'm like, not until I at least get one, and then I'll start taking them with me, because then it doesn't matter how much they move or make noise or anything, and if they see one, they see one, but then I ain't got to worry about it.
There you go. Yeah, my oldest is 8. My youngest will be 6 here in just a couple weeks. The 8-year-old, he could do it for a little bit. The 6-year-old, I don't know about him, man. He don't like to sit still. He likes to go, go, go.
On the ground blind, but WMA, you might as well just, if you just take one in with you, put it up, they're going to notice it, so I figured it's not worth it. If I get one, then, then they can just do whatever when we go in the woods. On a bow, and man, I can't hardly get him out in the backyard to try it out. Just try to get his arm strength up on it.
It's funny how that stuff goes. I mean, they gotta get that interest in it, and once they get the interest, then they'll jump on board with whatever it is. But if they don't show the interest first, it's just kind of like useless energy being wasted on trying to get them to like something, because you don't want to force it on them and then them not have fun with it. You want them to have fun. But yeah, I know what you mean with that.
Fortnite, get them outside to do the bow. So just talking about radios, go back to that. Man, 40 meters has been killing me lately. I'm getting so much QRM on it. I can't even hardly work any FT8, about PSK, and maybe some voice about the only thing I can do right now. Well, I did check into the South Carolina single sideband 2 days ago with my little mobile vertical. Man, I felt so sorry for them. I had to repeat my call sign about 3 times just because they couldn't, it's not really NVIS or anything.
After that, this past weekend when I was messing with some of my stuff, 40 meters was doing really well for me, but I hadn't been back on HF this week, just been running around after work each day, get some errands and stuff done, just hadn't had a chance. But 20 meters was super noisy for me Saturday. What antenna are you running on the mobile?
It's called a super antenna. I actually ordered it off Amazon. It works pretty good for my little mobile application, but it's the only thing I've got that'll do 80 right now, so I just tried it out.
The dedicated mobile antenna, I know of super antenna. I've seen a bunch of their stuff. Is it like one you just like set up temporarily, or is it one that's more of a permanent mount?
So what I've been using out in the yard, I bought the kit that comes with the spike and it comes with a little tripod stand and everything. So you can do a couple different configurations with it. But basically for the front yard, I've just been using the spike. And it works pretty well for the most part.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's very similar to the Chameleon setup that I have. And I've got the spike and that kind of stuff as well, that you can set it up in different ways. And I've been super pleased with that. I mean, the performance of that thing's been surprisingly very good. So yeah, those are extremely useful.
Earlier this week, he was down in Florida, and I thought it was really neat. He was working with a 7100. And he had the super antenna, and that's what he was working PSK with from Florida. And I was like, man, that's the same antenna I got. So I was sitting there talking to him about it and telling him how I use my MJF analyzer to make sure it's set to a good SWR. The kind of the top part of coil on the antenna, you adjust that, the length of it, and it'll set the frequency that you're working with, and then I just dial it in using the MFJ.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about now. I remember seeing that on the pictures on it when I was looking at those. So yeah, that's super cool. Well,
I'm rolling up. Let me unload some stuff here and kind of get this day kick-started. I hope you have a great one today and things go smoothly for you. I guess I won't catch you on in the morning then. If you end up going hunting, man, I hope you have a good harvest there and have fun doing it. So be safe. 73, KK4, POT.
Nowhere. 7-3s to you. Hope you had a good weekend. Have fun playing down in Lawrence. 7-3s. KO4CES. I'll be clear. Starts on Saturday, so they'll be rushing around trying to get last-minute supplies, I'm sure.
My third Monday this week.
Eggs?
No, not yet. I'm hoping to get them at least by Friday or tomorrow, which is Friday. Hopefully they'll be in the mail. If not, it'll probably be Monday or Tuesday. Supposed to rain today, but is there any rain in the forecast for this weekend?
And I think there's a slight chance this evening and a little bit of a chance tomorrow on that, but this weekend is supposed to be nice. I think the low is like, they're saying in Greenville is 46 now. They were down around 40 earlier in the week. Leave yesterday, about 10 minutes to quitting time and that, and I turned around and looked, there's a whole pile of boxes that came in, and I don't know where they came from. I never saw the truck deliver them. Doc stuff or project coming up.
Yeah. Going hunting Saturday. I think I told you I got a birthday party down in Lawrence, which my son-in-law's wanting to go. They're going down toward Clemson, though, I think. They're going to do some bow hunting.
It'd be my luck. I'd get one and then have to track it for a few hours, and it'd be way late before I got back to the house.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's one of the reasons. If I've got to be somewhere, there's no sense in going.
Thinking.
Unless you got somebody you can call, we'll take it from there.
Here in the middle of the country, it's going to be hard to do, too. FW. Yeah, you would know it. Mama's off all weekend, and I got to work at least Saturday morning.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's like I never have to work on Saturday, and then all of a sudden, when she's off, then it happens.
You guys can meet up for lunch somewhere.
By 11 or 12. I just the start of the outage and that, and so they want to make sure that they have everything that they need. And what to do? Should we take a ride to the mountains? Or the gun show is supposed to be in town this weekend, or go see the kids down in Anderson? Just trying to make a decision there.
Those three sound like a good time.
Might go Saturday afternoon after I get off of work down to Anderson. I got three bicycles taking up room in the garage. I really need to get out of there so I can get my plants moved in before it turns frosty.
Now that I got to put together at some point in time.
Going in there.
Try to just do some odds and ends. I'll be experimenting with it.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do with mine this year. I'm going to try to see if I can't get some winter vegetables that maybe grow in there and where to keep the frost off of them.
direction from Victory Harbor Freight down in Seneca.
Yes, mine has got like a aluminum frame that you put together and slide in panels.
Yeah, these are the plastic cardboard, but they're clear plastic. Well, they're obscure, but anyway, you put those panels in. I've watched a bunch of YouTube videos on it. You got to have that thing mounted to 2x12 or 2x10 standing up on their edge to give you room to walk in the door. But I've seen a lot of videos on this one. It was $300. It's like an 8x10, 6x10. I'm just be experimenting this year.
6x8, and then I put some little pavers down to set it on, and I ran some cables over the top with some turnbuckles to help hold it down so the wind didn't blow it away.
YouTube were actually building a wood, their shelving for their plant was bolted to the framework so that it gave it weight.
Mine's got a few shelves in it that I bought for it. It's kind of like modular. You can keep adding on to it. But you can definitely walk in the door without having to bend over on mine. Seems like I bought it online somewhere, but man, I really can't remember now.
I'd get another one and put them in the end.
I got some radishes planted in one of them right now, just trying to see if I can make them grow in there. Some lettuce and some potatoes, too.
I really would like to put mine up against my house down there on the pavement, but I don't know how that'd work out. I think it'd look kind of cruddy, but at least I'd have water and power right there.
One, you might want to put a little heater in it or something in case it was getting real, real cold.
Yeah, they say you're going to have to run a heater when it's deep winter.
Put a black 55-gallon barrel in there and let it get heated up during the day. It may keep it warm enough to keep it from freezing.
Put the knuckle sandwich on that truck driver.
It's a wonder somebody hasn't already. Of a truck driver if he's always late.
That probably depends on when his truck gets loaded. It all rolls downhill somewhere.
More like the production machinery didn't get it out in time and it just made everybody late and they're just blaming it on the truck.
Jed was doing pretty good there for a while. I thought he had that problem with.
He's stopping that before COVID probably opened back up and now he's stopping again.
Well, places have shut down. I don't know if the apartment buildings, he might have been, I don't know how, what he was doing with apartment buildings.
Because I think he was delivering them to the office there for a while, and they were putting them out, but now I think he's back doing it. But I was talking about that truck driver, it was like he was stopping somewhere, you know what I mean, for a couple of hours and then coming on, and maybe whatever he was stopping opened up again.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. That very well might be. Heard this morning.
It's off for hurting you.
I'll sacrifice. Yeah, there's a dead deer out here on White Horse Road right down here in Berea.
Label, when I hit one, I'd have to take it to the processor.
You'd probably be on your way to work. Got kicked out of his house this morning. There's a pickup truck going down the road with a big toolbox in it and a bunch of fishing poles and all kinds of stuff, like he just got kicked out, and that's all she'd let him take.
And that happens. The essentials.
That's what it looked like.
Officer in the back seat.
Bit. I mean, it literally looked like everything a guy would take if he got kicked out.
That's like the racing down the interstate. Was it aided or are you running late?
Probably I'm not almost destinated. I'm probably going to make it right there on time. Probably got about 5 minutes. Lot.
No, I'm up here on the interstate, maybe I'm coming up on 26. Just had the vehicle pass me from the exit ramp. Yeah, you're probably right on that. Highway patrol are this morning, eh? Man, yesterday there was one every mile on the way home.
Even those little, where they're just all lined up on the side of the interstate. They got somebody up on the bridge clocking speed.
Every mile and a half, they were on the side just waiting for that. And they were working both sides. I saw a bunch of them the last couple of days on the way home. It worked over there by where you get on the interstate right there at exit 44. They got a couple of pickup trucks with toolboxes and everything on the back.
I've seen those.
You'll blow right by them in a skinny minute. You'll think it's just a regular work truck.
Our gate down there, I'm not sure why that spot's so advantageous for them.
I see a bunch of trucks pulled over there, and then they always got somebody pulled over dismantling their car.
Your car apart, you give them good reason for it.
The boy back when he was living at the house, he used to deliver pizzas. And he would have to deliver to this one apartment complex that they must have been watching or something. And every time he'd leave that complex, they'd dismantle his car. I bet he had it done 10 times.
Delivering drugs in a pizza box.
Or picking up or something. I don't know. I just see a... Yeah, I mean, every time he'd go there, they'd stop him.
His middle name, didn't
they? You're probably right. I'll help you put it back together.
After about the third time, I'd have just left. I took all them parts out, left them at the house.
Just one driver's seat, right?
They could look in with a flashlight and see absolutely nothing and let you go on about your way. As much as I hate it, I am destination right about now. And I hope you have a good day, have a safe day, and glad you made it so far safely. And you enjoy your coffee, and I hope your meetings go well. 7-3's to you, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow morning, hopefully.
All right, Mike, have an awesome day. I'll say 73 and look forward to catching you in the morning. KN4 TFW.